Yikes. All right. Hello, Dr. Lakin here, Dr. Doug, talking to you today on our podcast about vitamin recommendations. And this is very common. The vast majority of people in the United States take vitamins as a supplement. And to be honest with you, the need for this is completely uncertain and unclear. And people often ask me what I recommend for vitamins and supplements. And in our new book, The Guide, which will be out at the beginning of this year, 2013. I do write down my vitamin recommendations, which are fairly limited, to be honest with you. And the reason for this is the following. I have a few ideas or explanations for why it is I don't think that vitamins are essential as a supplement. First of all, number one, the data for supplementation is at best mixed. And there may be some negatives for supplementation. Currently, the scientific evidence remains very mixed. It is not clear whether any kind of general vitamin supplement is necessary for healthy people, or even any specific vitamin supplement is necessary for people. But usually, the usefulness of vitamins is only proven in individuals with specific diseases or illnesses or deficiencies. So as a general rule, supplementation is not recommended. The next thought and the next important factor, and this applies to vitamins and supplements, as well as to herbal preparations and other kind of substances that are used as supplements you might find at your general nutrition center or at High Health, and even in the pharmacies, is that the regulation of vitamin production is not FDA sanctioned. Of course, if you're getting your vitamins from a reputable manufacturer, you know, one of the companies that are known nationally, I think you can feel confident that you're getting a good product. If you get something from a generic maker that's high quality, you know, a place you know, I think that too can be felt to be rather certainly healthy. But I think when you're buying things that are off-label, made by small companies, really there's no governance over the manufacturing process. And the claims for what's inside these supplements is completely based on what's said by the manufacturer themselves. And to be honest with you, in this day and age, it's very hard to know what the basis is for such information. You know, it's an international market out there. Many of these products could be made in China of dubious manufacture and safety and health concerns. Witness the issues that have been were concerned several years ago in China with melamine, which is a substance that was in dairy products in China. And I think you can understand why I'm a little suspicious of any product that's not manufactured under some sort of government monitoring. So that's issue number two, is really their safety as far as manufacturing. The next is a bit of a theoretical argument. My third, after saying that the data is mixed, number one, and that the basis for the safety of the product you're ingesting may be in question, number two, is that there could be some negatives from vitamin supplementation. And the reason I say this is that, you know, people like to think, well, it's a vitamin and therefore it has to be good for me. Well, vitamins are vital to our cells' growth, absolutely. But you could also make the argument that it's just as vital for the growth of cancerous cells or unhealthy cells, particularly cancerous cells, because if you think of them, these are cells that are growing at a rapid clip, a very fast pace, and the idea that they need the building blocks of growth is a critical notion to cancer cell production. And the idea that vitamins might supply those additional building blocks makes perfect sense to me. We certainly know, for instance, that cancerous growths require arterial blood supply. This is the notion and the logic behind finding the chemotherapeutic agent called Avastin, which essentially blocks new cell growth. The idea is that cancerous growths have their own ability to recruit blood supply. And so if you block that, you can block the growth of the cells. Makes perfect sense. Same thing here is that you're providing building blocks for normal cell growth, and maybe you're enhancing the ability for cancer cells to grow at an abnormal rate because they're being supplied with all that they need. The next concern is that, you know, vitamin supplementation is a for-profit business. And so, you're not getting objective information from the manufacturers. They have no interest in doing that. And particularly because they're not FDA sanctioned, really they can say just about anything. And the purpose for doing that is, of course, to sell more product. And finally, my concerns are about just the method by which the information is provided. You know, testimonials or, you know, an individual person claiming some great result from a supplement is probably the most classic way we hear about how great a supplement would be. A friend tells us, oh, what made me feel so great, and so forth and so on. And I think that's very uncertain, the validity of that kind of information. Sure, somebody may have felt really good after taking something, but it's unclear that that proves that that supplement was making them feel better. Maybe they felt better because they thought they were taking something. In other words, a placebo effect. So that's my final thought on the issues of safety of vitamins and their value. Of course, legitimate supplementation. Somebody who has osteoporosis would take calcium or vitamin D. Somebody who has pernicious anemia could take B12. Iron supplementation makes sense for those people who have iron deficiency anemia. Lutein is a substance known to be helpful for macular degeneration. And then vitamin E has been found helpful in fatty liver. There are other supplements that may be useful, but these are questionable. Omega-3 fatty acids may be helpful for heart disease, atrial fibrillation, and cholesterol. Glucosamine and chondroitin has mixed results as far as osteoarthritis, but it may be tried. Coenzyme Q10 can be used and is depleted in patients on statin medications for cholesterol, so you might consider supplementing. And then finally, people talk about milk thistle as a supplement for liver disease. And again, that's unclear, but again, there are a lot of claims out there. So when it comes to vitamins, I recommend you're skeptical, and that's my suggestion. Be skeptical. Certainly a supplement is not a terrible thing, and you can certainly try it if you like. But I think if you want to really believe that it's absolutely proven to be beneficial, I think you're probably deceiving yourself a bit. That's it for Dr. Doug, vitamins, today's podcast, and check back here soon for more information on our website and podcasts. Thanks so much. Stay healthy.